Let us begin with our prayer. Lord, we ask you to come into our heart this day, as we do every day, and we ask you to touch our hearts in ways that we can respond best as you call us to respond, that your name may be glorified, and that all may come to know the glory of God and be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Something to keep in mind as we have this special time together, and that is, regardless of who you are, whether you're working right now or whether you work at another time during the day but you have a little trouble sleeping, or whether or not you are home and maybe you are sick from either some kind of an illness, either temporary or permanent, everything that you experience is touching you in different ways that other people who may be in decision-making processes do not know. I mean, understand this. You're having an experience on an everyday part of your life that those who are in charge of making decisions don't have that same experience. They aren't connected in the same way because they are far removed from your everyday experience. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which is called St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony in Alston. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, something always keep in mind. I mean, now we're going through this post-election period and we're seeing a lot of decisions that people are making in one way or the other. But we have to realize that those people who are making those everyday decisions are far removed from your experience. And so they may be making those decisions as educated as they can be with what you deal with every day, not you personally, but people on the front lines or people in the everyday life, whatever the case may be, deal with every single day. However, they don't experience what you experience. They don't know what you experience, and they make decisions for different reasons. And that same thing happens in the church. This past week, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops had their plenary session it was based in Washington. They did it all virtually because of the COVID-19 issue, but it was all in Washington, and based in Washington, and they had their issue. Now, there was a problem prior to the meeting, and it really reflects an example of what I was talking about. Someone on the USCCB Twitter feed tweeted out something to do with a picture to do with Baby Yoda. Now, I didn't get to see this, and you know I'm not a big fan of Twitter to begin with, but I didn't get to see this, and one of the reasons why is they took it down after 3 hours because it really didn't go over well, apparently, and that's what I did get to see, the after effects of this tweet that they sent out. And, people sent back responses that were more or less like, really? You know, in this time, this is what you think is a smart move to tweet out. Now, what's important to understand is obviously their tweeting was not connected with the everyday experience of people like yourselves who are listening to this right now. Why? They are in the leadership position and they are far removed from your everyday experience. This might be why the Pope says it is essential for a Catholic priest to ride public transportation so that they can be connected with the people, so that they know those everyday issues. That's why he says to have that same experience. Because if we don't, then we're speaking from highfalutin situations. And it's never a good idea. Now, during this COVID thing, it's difficult because we're not even allowed to visit people. We're allowed to have very limited contact with anyone. I mean, everyone is allowed to have very limited contact with anybody else. Can't even visit hospitals. And so it's a real issue out there. But in normal situations, you know, it's important to be in touch with the regular person who has issues that they don't deal with on the higher levels, and that includes within the church. There's an expression we use in theology class, and that is people arguing over how many angels dance on the head of a pin, which means arguing the finer points of theology. But the people who are living every day do not experience these finer points of theology. But you on the front line, say for example, you are either a taxi driver or you're driving for Uber or Lyft, or say for example, you're a police officer, or say for example, you're a fireman, or you are working in a restaurant doing the hours to do night. You are dealing with everyday issues, every single situation. And maybe people see you as the Catholic. Well, they're going to look to you as a Catholic, and they may even base their Catholic, their faith response to anything or their belief in God based on your actions in their lives. But the bishops and the leaders of the church are never going to be on your level. You are on your level. So your living the faith is a powerful act that many people in leadership don't have. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts on WEZE 590 AM. And we're here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. Do you know that you can contact us at the show? We have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if you'd like to contact us, just click on the contact button in the menu up top, and you can send us a message. You can send us a question. You can tell us what you think of the show. You can tell us what issues you'd like us to address. Whatever the case may be, that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear the program, by the way. And if you'd like to donate to the program to show your support of how this program has touched your life, you can do that as well. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Also, send us a prayer request. It'll say prayer requests up there. Click on that part of the menu and tell us what you want us to pray for and to share this with the audience if you'd like, or if you wouldn't want us, you just want to say a special intention, well, feel free to do that. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're talking about how your experience is going to be far removed from the leadership level. Actually, I should reverse that. The leadership level is far experienced, as far removed from your experience. And we're called to live our Catholic teaching. And when people ask us about it or ask us to questions, we're called to respond, but we have to understand that the level at which we respond on a personal level is something that the leaders may not fully appreciate. They understand, but they don't appreciate because they're far removed from it. It goes back to, you know, people deciding how many angels dance on the head of a pin, while you're here deciding whether to help someone who is struggling with an issue, who happened to sit in your cab and all of a sudden starts talking to you, and you're the one that's there. And you might say, well, I don't have a degree in theology. No, but you're the one that the Lord chose to put right there in that situation. And that's one of the realities that we have. That's why you understand that the Lord has called you to live your faith on a powerful level that those people who are on a leadership position will never be able to do because they're far removed from your daily experience. Now, the church understands that, and the church blesses you in that experience. God blesses you because God puts you there. God blesses you in that experience. And if you find yourself saying, well, what do I do or how do I respond? You respond the best way you can. That's what you're called to do. And if you respond the best way you can, that's all the Lord asks. But you may find that you responded exactly what the church says, but not to the level that you understood was church teaching. Let me give you an example. One of the things the church actually has is we have our teaching and we have our application of the teaching. And you know what? The church never declares something that is sinful not to be sinful. Never, never, never does that. So never declares something that is sinful not to be sinful. But the church does understand different levels of culpability. That's why we have the two kinds of sin, venial and mortal. What they actually recognize is different levels of culpability. So, for example, someone, and this is absolutely in church teaching, who may be engaged in one form of sin may have a lesser level of culpability than someone who may be engaged in the same sin and should know better. Maybe the first person doesn't understand it's a sin, the second person does. That's actually in the letter of James as well. Those who know will be held to a higher account. So you see that reality. Well, you might be dealing with someone who does not understand that what they're doing is a sin, but they may ask you, is this a sinful act? And you can give your response and you can teach them, but you don't have to come in and condemn them. You just come in and say, yes, this according to church, this is a sinful act, whatever the case may be. I just robbed a bank. Is that a sinful act? I know we're being extreme there. Yes, it is. The church says, yes, but no, that's a sinful act. It's always a sinful act. And you can come up with an excuse, but it's always a sinful act. They asked you, and you gave them an instruction, and you told them, so from here on in, if you go to rob a bank, guess what? That's a very, very, it's actually a breaking a commandment. But you see what I'm saying? You're the one that's put in the point that can explain to someone something that those who are at a higher level of administration are not in that position. And always understand that the Lord put you in that position to be that agent. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.